We have Rachel with the National Weather Service joining us today. How you doing, Rachel?
Good.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So it looks like overall this week is going to be a little warm to start the week and then backing off to closer to normal temperatures with a pretty good chance of some rain Wednesday night into Thursday and then possibly this weekend again.
Yes. So definitely it's going to be warm and windy the next couple days. We do have a red flag warning out in effect for most of north central Nebraska today due to those warm temperatures and dry conditions and windy weather. Then Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, looks like the best chance for rain and thunderstorms this week. Mainly mm-hmm. across the north it's going to happen, but we could see a few storms down here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Corey and I will put in our order right now. We'll take the rain. No serious thunderstorms, hail, tornadoes, right. anything like that. So you right. guys got 2 days to work on that.
Okay. We'll try our best.
Yeah, we do. We do need some more rain. Obviously, it's really important this time of year to get that. But things have greened up really well. You know, and people, when we start getting into 80s a little bit too, and we don't cool off as much at night. But that's kind of the norm, isn't it? For when we start getting into May and especially mid to late May to have those days we can approach 90 like we will be the next 2 days.
Yeah, definitely. It's the start of summer, so the warmer temperatures are here to stay for a little bit.
Usually accompanied by breeziness, right?
Yes. Yep, unfortunately, but luckily we're starting to green up across the area, so it should start to kind of put the fire weather concerns mm-hmm. to bay for a little bit, but there's still a little bit of areas that are still kind of crispy out there. So that's why we have that red flag today.
That's a good way to define mm-hmm. it, crispy
yeah.
out there.
Yep.
What all goes into the decision to issue a red flag warning? I see that you upgraded it overnight. So
yeah.
what goes into that to make that decision, whether it's just like critical fire conditions or actually flashing that red flag?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's based off of RH and wind, and then we do collaborate with our EMs and our kind of our forest partners, kind of determining how cured the fuels are or not. So we kind of collaborate with them, and if they think that it's still pretty good to burn out there, then we'll kind of nudge towards the, even if we don't exactly meet the RH or wind criteria, we might nudge towards that fire weather conditions.
So we have that red flag warning in effect 11 to 9. And some people might wonder, too, why do you extend it past sunset? And that's still because after a warm day, that ground holds the heat for quite a while, right?
Yep. And the winds, we gotta kind of wait till the winds kind of die down a little bit after sunset. So, yeah. So, and sunset isn't until, 8:30, almost 9 now. So
mm-hmm.
we got at least get through then. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we back off a little bit Wednesday, 82, and then back to the 70s, Thursday,
yep.
Friday, and it looks like the weekend will stay in the 70s at
yeah.
this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice. Through the weekend, and then after that Wednesday night rain and thunderstorms, we cool off. Should be mostly dry through Saturday. And then Saturday night, Sunday into Monday, we might get some rain. A little bit too early to know if there's going to be severe weather with that. But right now, just kind of looking at the models, it looks like it might be just kind of normal rain that we would need across the area. So that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially although it's, basically you're dealing with 5 to 7 days and really focusing, aren't you focused most of the time on just the next 3 days, basically,
yeah.
as far as
yeah.
super accuracy is concerned?
Yep.
And do a pretty good job on that. But it does look like, as you cast a glance towards the first part of next week, that We're yeah, gonna
could be active a little bit. So
could be active, and looks like we're going to have maybe 2 or 3 days topping out in the 60s, which I don't mind. I like cooler weather as long as it's just, you know, and a little bit of rain, as long as it's not raining all the time, I guess. So.
Right.
I can dress for cool, but there's only so much I can take off before I violate a local ordinance or get HR upset, you know.
Right.
Only so much you can do. We really haven't had hardly any weather to prompt a thunderstorm warning. Certainly no, don't think we had a tornado warning yet, but... should we expect that at some point? I mean, is it just pie in the sky thinking to think we're going to escape, we're going to get through the season without any, you know, damaging storms at all?
Yeah, I would definitely say severe weather's on the way. Normally, June is our most active month as far as severe weather with thunderstorms and tornadoes. So I'd say we got to get at least through June. And if we don't get much in June, I would say maybe we might get pretty dry for July and August, which isn't good. So
no, we hope we can get some rain, nice rain.
Yep. That's it. The trouble is we usually we don't get the too many of the nice soaking rains that are unaccompanied by the damage that we get with the storms, but we get sometimes the heaviest rains and sometimes the most beneficial rains through thunderstorms, because you kind of have to put, you know, be prepared for that you're going to get some storms that bring hail and do some damage with your winds, right?
Right, right. And then getting it all in one shot isn't good either.
No.
It's better to have it kind of spread out over, you know, maybe a couple days.
Yeah. Well, we'll just, I guess, you know, the weather is one of those things that you can be obsessed about and get anxious about, but you can't control it. So it's just kind of like, well, we'll do the best to deal with what we have, and we'll certainly appreciate the weather like last week, and it looks like the majority of this week is going to be really, really nice for sure on that. Anything else you want to add to the conversation, Rachel?
No, just... beware of the fire weather conditions today, and hopefully we won't have any large fires that occur later today. So definitely just enjoy the nice weather this week.
I think one thing that you offer that people that visit your site regularly know this, but even in April you start issuing a hazardous weather outlook, and I think that's beneficial too, because that even lets you know, if it's not directly where you live, you might be traveling into a part of the state that might have a higher potential of some severe weather, right?
Right, right, for sure. And it kind of gives you a snapshot of what might be impacting that area for the next couple of days.
Like, I just brought up the one for this for today, and it says thunderstorms are possible Tuesday evening over northwestern Nebraska. At this time, the severe threat is low, and then on Wednesday, a cold front will track across the area, and thunderstorms will be possible, and then it lets you know the most likely place of that. Some storms may be severe, especially east of a line from Valentine to Dunning to Sargent. Large hail and damaging winds are the main severe threat. So that kind of gives you a head up. It's kind of like 2 days out on that, with what you can expect maybe coming down the pike, so you can kind of, if you're traveling and going to be in that area, then you kind of know, you know, be on the lookout, have your radar up for that day.
For sure. Yep. I'm glad people are actually looking at that, because sometimes we don't know if our products are useful, so this is really important to us. So,
well, you know, as outdoors people, I golf, and Rick likes to hunt. We keep our eyes on those things,
hunt
I know.
Fish, right? Yeah, I'm out there all the time.
For sure. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate you dropping in. Yep. Have an enjoyable day and week over there at the National Weather Service, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Rachel with the NWS office here in North Platte.